Thank you, Mr. Chair. Distinguished delegates, I have the pleasure to deliver the statement on behalf of the EU and its member states. We acknowledge that effective drought preparedness and integrated drought management are priority issues and have a strong interest in finding pragmatic and practical recommendations on actions that can enhance UNCCD work on drought risk reduction and management. We express our appreciation for the important work of the IWG and for its interim report, also taking into account the difficult circumstances linked to the pandemic. We are confident that the IWG will continue to progress on its work throughout the upcoming months in order to deliver a clear and practical recommendation to inform our discussion at COP15. The EU and its member states encourage the IWG to continue its work within a wider and integrated approach to drought risk reduction and mitigation, enhancing the resilience of communities and ecosystems, examining synergies and linkages among the issues developed, identifying gaps and recommending options for increasing the effectiveness of the UNCCD work in this area. In particular, we strongly recommend the IWG to focus its recommendation on strengthening existing legal and financial mechanisms rather than on developing new ones. As mentioned in our earlier intervention, we acknowledge in particular the positive experience with the UNCCD Drought Initiative and the constructive cooperation with other relevant UN agencies. We believe that the IWG should in particular consider ways to further strengthen and improve this successful work. We therefore note with concern the calls and focus on additional legally binding mechanisms and emphasize that drought-related objectives should be implemented under the existing legal and financial frameworks. It is important to acknowledge that there is no consensus among the parties on having any new such a new mechanism. The aim is to be most efficient and avoid long negotiations which might impede the current momentum on drought-related issues and bind important resources that should rather go to the parties for action. The EU and its member states recall the importance of ensuring adequate mobilization of resources from all sources, domestic and international, public and private, and the importance of developing comprehensive financing strategies, including also innovative financing tools. To do so, we propose to consider first and foremost ways to strengthen and improve access to existing financial instruments, to integrate dedicated programs and funding scheme on drought risk management, and would invite the IWG to explore potential options in that direction. Let me conclude by highlighting the importance of collaborations amongst institutions from different sectors and ensure high-level political backing and leadership, having in mind the complexity of drought issues that requires shared responsibility among several agencies and institutions, and that the UNCCD has a specific niche on this, linked to land-based approaches. To develop a more coherent response at international level, we propose tasking an existing UN interagency coordination mechanism, such as, for instance, the UN Environment Management Group, to carry out an assessment of the current UN-wide approach to drought and put forward proposals for improved coordination and to address any existing gap. This proposal could be further discussed by parties at COP15. Thank you, Chair.